You have one of the worst voices I've ever heard.
Hang on, bitches.
And the Showgram.
These bitches ain't no better.
Thanks for hanging in there. Now back to Bob and the Showgram on G105.
G105, this is Showgram. Dr. Wins here for one more break.
Yeah, and so let me get this straight. John has self-esteem issues, lacks assertiveness, finds his outlets through drinking, which is really bad, not really therapeutic. Kristen is too empathetic, too much of a people pleaser. She's picked on as a child. Mike is too tries to intellectualize stuff too much, is emotionally void, needs to get out of his own head. But Bob's in a great place in his life and is really, really, really smart.
We didn't get into all Bob's issues. Honestly, the only thing is the social anxiety that we talked about on the air before. That's the one thing that he could still be working on.
And let me help.
One.
I think the thing.
We only had an hour.
The word she's looking for is perfection.
No, perfection is not a good thing.
The word she's looking for is you probably talked the full amount of time and didn't let her ask any questions.
Pretty much. All right. Here we go. New guy has taken all the calls. We don't have a whole lot of time, so we're going to go through and just get as many as we can, all right?
All right, well, the first big question was, why does Mike always feel the need to use big words?
Well, I think that's what we were talking about with that he's very comfortable on an intellectual level, and he's also smart. Bob keeps playing the genius card, but Mike is also very smart, too. In fact, I think he told me his IQ... IQ scores from a child, and it was actually a very high IQ. So I think that comes natural to him.
Anybody can make that up.
But he uses them well. He actually uses the big words appropriately. Yeah. So I just think that's, you know, he's an educated guy and he's smart, so that's how he communicates.
We got an email and said, Dr. Wins, who is the hardest on the show to get along with? And they said, are you surprised that anyone on the show is friends with anyone else on the show? Like how we all we relate together.
Well, actually, you guys complement each other very well, if you think about it. Because if Bob is the emotional one that's really all heart, all emotion, Mike is the complete opposite of that, analytical, problem solving. And then Kristen's the people pleaser. It's a perfect, you guys have the perfect complement to each other because Mike and Bob can kind of, balance each other out with the emotion and the analytical, and Kristen comes in to make sure nobody's getting their feelings hurt, keep everybody happy and balanced. So you all actually work well together. And I can see why you would be friends too, because a lot of times friends have complementary personalities.
How about John? So we don't need John? Is that what you're saying?
No.
We could save some money.
No.
Somebody else emailed, Dear Showgram, please tell us how should people argue with Bob? How should people argue with Mike, with Kristen, with John? Like, how can you have a conversation with them? What's the best approach?
Well, with Bob being more emotional, I guess he would respond well to emotion. He probably wouldn't understand a lot of analytical theorizing, kind of...
It's black or white to me. There's no... green or, colors of the earth.
Right. So direct feedback, emotion, how they're feeling. I think he would respond to that.
Yeah. When you start crying, I give up.
Or if you're done.
I'll remember that.
Or if you have boobs.
Let's see, Mike, I guess, I don't know. I mean, in a lot of ways you could say you would respond well to a like personality or a different one. But I mean, Mike, I'm thinking would respond well to someone who has really been thoughtful about the situation and is trying to see everyone's perspectives. I think you would respond well to that instead of someone just coming at you with a bunch of emotion. I think that would be overwhelming for you, and you would appreciate more someone kind of coming with a thoughtful, analytical approach.
All right, new guy, more stuff on the phones?
I got a question. Who is most likely to commit suicide on the show?
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm going to take a pass on that because we didn't get into that enough, and I'm hoping the answer is nobody. No one hinted at that, so.
I can help you, John.
No.
Next.
John didn't tell you, but he cuts his thighs to make him feel.
Another one I've got is, who's the most insecure?
Who's the most insecure on the show?
I think we covered that with John's low self-esteem. I mean, he doesn't feel great about himself because of his childhood stuff and relationship issues.
Here's one about Kristen. Dear Showgram, why does Kristen need to get Botox to feel better about herself?
Is that true, Kristen?
I don't get it to make me feel better about myself.
Well,
I do it to
that.
Get rid
she
of
said,
the wrinkles.
Is that true?
I get Botox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does it make you feel better about yourself?
Well, yeah, when I look in the mirror and I don't see any wrinkles on my forehead, of course I feel better about, like, there's no wrinkles there.
Is
yeah,
it
but
the ugly duckling overcompensation?
Maybe.
She's not even 30 years old.
But there's wrinkles there. There's sun damage.
Those are smile wrinkles.
No, smile wrinkles are here and then, like, in the cheeks. You know, you're not supposed to get smile wrinkles in your forehead. That's from, like, crinkling your eyes and stuff.
Smiling.
But think of all the things women do to feel better about themselves. That's not that unusual. Women get pedicures, manicures, haircuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
How about this? She was going to have a rib removed. Is that a problem?
I was not. Don't call me Cher. I would never do that.
All right. Any more questions real quick that you guys have that we've gotten?
Yeah, one big one was, is Mike ready to get married?
Ooh,
very good.
That's a good one.
Less than 2 weeks away. I sure as hell hope so.
Yeah, so I actually think after talking to him and hearing his views on relationships and where he is in his life, I totally think you're ready. Again, I don't think it's going to be an easy road, but marriage never is. But you've got this particular challenge that you're having a baby, what, five months after you get married?
In September.
Right. So the first year of marriage is the most challenging anyway, but you're not even going to have a half a year of marriage before you have another challenge. So I think you're ready. I think you've learned a lot from your past relationships and learned a lot about yourself. I just think it's not going to be an easy road, and you already know that. It's not like you have delusions that it's going to be utopia.
Yeah, I know.
Can you ask him why his shirt doesn't fit? Why he's so fat?
It's because I've gained weight. Yeah, she. I think.
Is it stress eating, Michael?
She specifically commented about how I'm nothing like she imagined. I think that meant I'm a lot bigger in real life.
No.
We keep telling him, easy, Oprah. We don't need to be getting bigger and smaller and bigger.
Yo.
All right, couple of calls here real quick, then we got to run because she's got to go home. Big Mama, what's your question?
Good morning, babies. And I just want to say that I love you guys, but Mike, I think you have the problem. You've got a big head, and you're compensating for your little head below.
That's quite possible.
Big words for little house.
Big words, little dictionary.
How about this, Timmy T?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
I'm just wondering if Bob may have the self-esteem problems the way he's always beating up on John, making himself feel good.
Yes. Could I have self-esteem
bully complex
problems?
That's a good question,
you're
Timmy
bully.
T.
That is a good question, because a lot of times the bulliers are the ones with the lowest self-esteem, and that's what they do to make themselves feel better.
I'm trying to teach
you
him
need a tissue?
Lesson. No,
because I think she's cutting to the core.
What lesson are you trying to teach him?
I'm trying to teach him a lesson because...
Build him up by knocking him down?
We've sent him out to do so many things on the show, and we'll say, do A, B, C, and D. Does that ever happen?
No.
No. And so what I've tried to do is say, look, there's a reason why you're not doing those things. And until you get to the point where, you know, you bite back, you know, and he has started in the past probably.
He's been more assertive.
He started jumping on me a little bit, but he wouldn't have done that until now. That's that's what I believe. So I do it out of love.
Oh, my God. You're so full of it. Ain't he full of it?
Yes.
I do it out of love.
Whatever. I so disagree with that.
I do.
You got your boots on because it's getting deep
I
up
know.
In this.
Does it matter what anybody else thinks about? It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you, does it? Does it?
Well, I also think you have to take into account someone's personality and sense of humor, and I think Bob uses that because it gets the laughs, and I think that's part of what makes it enjoyable to listen to you is you know how to get the laughs.
Yeah,
so
why don't you shut that up? Big Daddy.
I give up.
Hey, thank you so much. You did great.
Yeah, it was great.
We appreciate you coming up here. If you'd like to get in touch, we can go online or you can call. We'll give you the phone number. The phone number is 805-0182. One more time, if you want to get in touch with Dr. Wins, it's 805-0182.
And the website is Kristen Wins, KristenWynns.com. And we just want to remind you that her comments are not intended to be a substitute for actual professional medical advice. If you have any questions about anything, you need to go see your own person.
Yeah, check
can
it
I
out.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Next time I come in, can you guys have a theme song for me?
Sure.
What's okay. a good one?
You know how you have the theme songs for everything for Hollywood headlines? What's your dilemma? Just something catchy with my name. Just see if y'all can be working on that.
Ooh, how about the Frasier theme? Gotta hear that
going. Kristen Wiig comes and knocks on your door.
I like it.
All right, thank you so much. It's the Showgram at G105. Back in a minute. Hang on.
More Bob and the Showgram.
Coming up next on G105.